Hello and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, something, 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 something. This week's invention is called Stink Alert, and let's learn all about it together.
One night of fun, that was the plan. Turned up the heat and flopped into the fire from the frying pan.
Wait for the sound effect. Pete Zimmerman. I got a new nickname for you. I'm gonna call you Zay. Beats by Zay. Sound effects by Zay. That was actually Todd Manley's idea. Welcome back to the download here on WGN. I am Justin Kaufman, and you hear the sound effect, and you know what time it is. The line should be lighting up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Or at Justin Kaufman, or at WGN Radio. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin's the brains behind the successful local business, IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank and snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now, Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he gets into the pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's given us an exclusive, there it is. He's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes into it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thank you, Justin. I'm pretty sure I've got a big winner here tonight.
So, you know, the last couple weeks, like we've been pretty harsh as a WGN Radio family. No one really liked Mail.
No.
Nobody really liked Uberella.
I think
Rob
can,
didn't like
I think
Uberella.
We can just get off of Mail. I mean, that was my first time in the frying pan.
I heard good things about CTA.
Yeah.
CTA,
I've
which
been
was the reservation.
Approached by people at bus stops saying, I wish I could reserve a seat on this upcoming bus. So.
And last week's, which was Tattoon, which was a tattoo with minor invasive surgery to make it more like a greeting card where you can open it up and it plays a song. Or
tattoo
like
with a little audio personality. And I think that one was a winner. You can call it a loser. I counted more yays than nays, but you know.
Okay. Well,
you're the host.
Steve Gadlin is here, and he has a new business idea for us tonight. Let's get to it. Steve, what is your idea tonight for the frying pan?
Okay. So everybody's talking about the environment lately. You know, in California, there's a big water shortage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one thing that uses a lot of water is when you do the laundry. This is a product that will help you know when it's appropriate to do the laundry. And, you know, about half the time we're doing laundry, we are washing clothes that don't actually need to be washed. We do it out of habit. So this is a tag. I call it Stink Alert. You hook it to your clothing. It connects to your iPhone. What it will do is produce a noxious stench when your clothes have gotten to the point where they need to be washed. Okay, so you wear your clothes. You might wear them 7 or 8 times. When the chip that's, you know, connected to the tag that also hooks up to your iPhone, when it detects that it's time to wash the clothes, it measures bacteria levels, it measures dirt, saturation. Mm-hmm. When it's time to wash, it releases an unmistakable noxious fume, an odor, that tells you and everyone within a 5 to 10 foot radius it is time to put this article of clothing in the laundry. It saves you probably 7 or 8 loads a week.
And you mentioned
or a month.
The environment at the top.
Yeah,
so that's good for the
environment. It saves water. It's an alert. It's an intelligent scientific alert to tell you when an article of clothing needs to be put into the washing machine. And it connects to your iPhone, too.
And it's technological.
Mm-hmm.
Stink Alert.
Yes.
All right. I have a lot of questions that come to mind right away that I think probably will be echoed by our listeners. But I'll let them ask them and make comment. You heard it, Stink Alert, which is a device that you would attach to dirty laundry.
Well, to your clothes.
To clothes.
As you wear them.
And when it determines that
using science,
that the laundry is, or it's ready to go to the laundry, it releases a noxious smell to alert you that it's time to put in the laundry.
Yeah, similar to a skunk scent. It's actually based on biology, so it's similar to what a skunk has, and it also hooks up to your iPhone wirelessly.
312-981-7200. It's 312-981-7200. Or you can go at Justin Kaufman. This is Twitter, at Justin Kaufman or at WGN Radio. Let's go right to the phones. People are here. So stink alert. Are we ready? It's Frying Pan. Brandon, you heard it? Stink alert. What do you think?
It's terrible. Here's the reason. Clothes, when they get so bad that they need to be washed, they stink already. Mm-hmm. Clothes already do that. I thought he was going to say it alerts you somehow, or the, you know, it indicates that it's time for it to, if that's how it does it, I'm sorry, clothes already do that.
There you go, Brandon. That was sort of my first question. And Brandon asked it. So that is a good question. Yeah. Don't stinky clothes already tell you that it's time for the laundry?
Yeah, but a lot of times you'll be in a group of people and you'll wonder, hey, where's that stink coming from? Or is it me? Is it someone else? This produces an unmistakable noxious fumes. And it's also connected to your iPhone wirelessly. So I think it does, you know, yes, clothes' natural tendency is to start smelling when they're dirty, mm-hmm. but we never know at what level of that smell do they actually need to go into the washing machine.
That's right.
If we're thinking about the environment.
312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. You can leave a text. You can text that number, or you can call and get on the air to tell you what you think. Steve's new idea, stink alert. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you are on the Frying Pan. Yay or nay to stink alert?
Oh, I can hear it sizzling. I'm sorry, Steve. About halfway through your first sentence, I'm like, great idea. Just not going to happen. It's, I don't know what to tell you. It's conserving water, excellent. Just, I don't think you can execute it. And just sizzle that baby up.
There That's you go, Tom. To appreciate you calling. Thank you very much, Tom. He stopped short on calling it a stinker.
Yeah, well, yeah. But he didn't really offer any constructive criticism. He agrees with me that it's important to save the environment, especially when we're talking about water mm-hmm. with all that's going on in California right now. So anything, I think, that makes it clear to you when it's actually time to wash a garment is something that will ultimately save the planet.
Well, we're going to take a break and get the calls lined up. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Also, you can text that number as well. As someone from 630 just said, horrible idea. You can also do on Twitter at Justin Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. And also at WGN Radio. Stay with us. Much more here on the Frying Pan. Stink alert. There you go, a little music there for Stink Alert. It is the download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We are in the middle of the Frying Pan. Steve Gadlin, Chicago entrepreneur, is here for Shark Tank fame. And Steve is presenting his newest idea this week, Stink Alert. One more time, tell us what it's about.
Yeah, so this is a tag that you hook onto an item of clothing. And what it does is, using science, measures bacteria and dirt concentration in an item of clothing. And when it determines that the item of clothing needs to be put in the washing machine, it releases a noxious odor, similar to what a skunk would do. And it's also connected to your iPhone wirelessly.
Okay, there you go. Good idea or bad? So far, all bad. But that doesn't mean that there could be some good out there. There are some people on the line that might have some questions that might lead them to more understanding of Stink mm-hmm. Alert. 312-981-7200. You can text that number with your yay or nay or questions for Steve Gadlin, or you can get on the line and get your question aired. 312-981-7200. Also on Twitter at Justin Kaufman at WGN Radio. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the download. Frying Pan, yay or nay on Stink Alert?
Oh, no way. No. It's just like the underwear in a box. You know, you take your clothes off, you wash them, and that's that.
That's it. So you don't
but
like it.
What that does is it leads to a lot of water issues. You know, if we look at the news in California where they are running out of water, a lot of that's because people are washing things far more often than they actually need to be washed. Mm-hmm. So what this does is it creates a threshold, a scientifically based threshold, and of course it gives you an alert that everybody recognizes, a real noxious fume that it sort of sprays out the way a skunk would release their odor.
312-981-7200. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome to the download. Frying Pan, yay or nay on stink alert?
I'm Charlie, yes. I got a problem with this because of the tags that they put on. Now, is this a computer chip that goes to your phone and you have to put one on each piece of clothing? Because many people own a lot of clothing.
Well, what these are not permanently affixed tags.
That's a great question. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, you can move the tag from one item of clothing to the other. And yes, they are computer chips because they are wirelessly connected to your iPhone.
There you go. That's that is very popular.
Yeah.
That's you've said that. Okay. Let's go to Richard. Richard, stink alert, yay or nay?
Personally, I don't know. I think the only problem with it, I kind of got on the radio just a couple seconds ago, so I didn't pick up the whole entire conversation that you guys were having. But from what I picked up is that this whole tag thing that you guys have been talking about is kind of seeming like a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. That's the second time. Thank you, Richard. That is exactly what the guy before said.
Well, here's the deal. You don't have to buy one for every piece of clothing you have. You just need to buy one for every item of clothing you might wear at the same time. So we all wear a shirt, we wear pants, we wear underpants, and one for each sock, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then if we're wearing a sport coat or a jacket or a hat, earmuffs, mittens, one for each. So price-wise, this isn't going to break the bank. We're talking, you know, how many Fitbits do you own, right? 99 to 129 a piece. And then you collect them, and you never have to throw them out. So one for each item you might wear at any given time in a day.
Okay. Let's go to text. These are great. From 563, there are a few things in this world that stink worse than my socks. The stink alert is one of them.
That's well, it will, and it will stink. It will emit a noxious odor to let you know when it's time to put them in the washing machine.
847 says, not bad. Can you offer a discount to cab drivers?
Well, is this a cab driver asking or a...
I think it's a commentary more than anything.
Okay, well,
815 says, why wouldn't you have it text you that it needs to be washed instead of making a bad smell?
It is connected wirelessly to your iPhone, so that's a good point. And I will say that one of the ideas that I had earlier was, in addition to the noxious odor, some sort of alert on your phone. Now, that presents a lot of technology issues that we'll try to solve, of course, in version 2, version 3. So good idea that I had, and thanks for sharing.
All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, you are on the Frying Pan. Thanks for calling. Yay or nay to stink alert?
I'm going to have to go with a no. I think it's a decent idea. You know, like I get where it's coming from, and I think it's good that you want to like preserve water use. But the biggest thing that I don't understand, and I think that the text message would be a good idea in terms of this, is where does this smell come from? Like, does the computer chip give off? Like
that's a great question.
Or like a gas, how does it work?
Thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate that. That's a great question.
So these, you actually refill them with a fluid, and we sell the fluid in separate bottles. So every time one bursts with its odor, before you hook it onto a new item of clothing, you're going to need to refill it. A little tricky procedure. Nothing that a rocket scientist can't do, of course, but it takes a little practice because you've got to get a lot of liquid into a very small hole. So we're working on ways to make that easier.
That's very, here's a text from Kristen. She says, her sister doesn't have a sense of smell.
But the people she hangs out with do. So that's
well,
a very
she said,
good
would
point.
The iPhone give her a message that she could smell? How would the noxious, if you can't smell?
No, it would squirt, it would spray pretty violently. I think everyone within a 20-foot radius would pick it up instantly and probably point and alert her to that fact. She might want to wear a sign saying, I can't smell if my stink alert goes off.
And you could sell that in the store. You could
I don't want to capitalize on someone's disability, but we could sell something like that, yeah.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're evaluating. We're giving instant feedback to Chicago entrepreneur Steve Gadlin's newest idea, the one that he wants to bring to Mark Cuban. It's called Stink Alert. And again, real quick, Give us the elevator pitch here.
Yeah, so these are tags you affix to clothing using science, measuring bacteria, measuring dirt. They will alert you when it's actually time to put this garment of clothing in the washing machine by spraying out a noxious odor similar to what a skunk might do when threatened.
Karen, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to stink alert?
Nay. Because I was wondering, when do they shoot the stink? When I'm interviewing for a job, when I'm out shopping, when I'm at work? When is the stink going to come?
Well,
it's good. Thank you, Karen.
Science will answer that question, Karen, because it will be constantly measuring bacteria and dirt levels. So as soon as you cross that threshold, you're right. You might be at a job interview. You might be standing in your own wedding. And pow, it just goes off.
Can you disable it? Is there a way to disable it?
No. Stay clean. If you want to disable it, you stay clean.
Stay clean.
I'd say it probably takes 7 or 8 wears of an article of clothing before the dirt and bacteria level will cross that threshold. Uh-huh. So if you count silently to yourself, maybe you mark with a Sharpie every time you wear an item.
No, that's way too convoluted. Jeremy, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to stink alert?
I got to say nay, because, you know, if you're out one night and all of a sudden this thing goes off, I mean, you're talking to some girl and all of a sudden the stink alert goes off. I mean, that's a bad thing.
Not as bad as you're not really going to
like you very much.
But
some people, their body chemistry is different. So, you know, somebody can wear a certain one night and it would go off, and then 2 nights it would go off. It's all different. I don't know how you would, judge that.
Thank you very much. That's a great point.
Well, how do you?
No, but how do you deal with different pHs?
You know, I'm not so concerned about that. We're all very aware of our own pHs. I think that's something that goes through our head daily. So none of us are going to be caught off guard when an item of clothing crosses that threshold. And I'll tell you, if it goes off in an uncomfortable situation, there are lots of things in life that happen in uncomfortable situations. You know, some people suffer from incontinence. This is no different than that. There are polite ways to excuse yourself from an embarrassing situation, and that's something we're all raised to understand.
All right, we're going to take a break, hit the news. Stink Alert right now is running pretty unanimous. No.
I think people aren't listening to all the words that I am saying.
There was a couple. There were a couple that were like, it's okay, and then they changed their vote.
You didn't let them finish their
vote. 815, this is my favorite text so far, Steve. You're going to like this one. 815, Stink Alert should be the Stink Alert should be the name of the app that he announces his ideas on. That's good.
Well, it's the name of the app because this is iPhone connected, so.
Yeah, it works out.
Yeah, it's already
312-981-7200. Get on the line now. We're going to take a break, get a check with Rob on the news. When we come back, we will talk to you more. Get your ideas for what you think about Stink Alert here in the download. Stay with us. Yes, it's our theme song for the frying pan here on the download on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman here with Chicago entrepreneur Steve Gadlin of Shark Tank fame. He has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he gives his ideas to Mark Cuban, he gives them to WGN Radio. We critique them. It's like a workshop. And so tonight's idea, Stink Alert. Tell us about Stink Alert.
Yeah, this is a tag that you affix to your clothing, and it, using science, will determine the bacterial level, the dirt saturation, and alert you when it's actually time to put it in the washing machine by emitting a noxious odor. And it does this so that we don't, you know, we have a tendency to overwash our clothing, and that uses a lot of extra water, which is not so good for the environment.
This is good because there's always a lot of talk about how can you get people to change their patterns, their habits,
right?
And this is something that might be able to do that.
Yeah, it trains you to wash your clothing less. It really does. Yeah, I think that will make a big difference.
I'm not sure that is a sentiment that is shared by the WGN audience tonight, as they have come out of the woodwork solely against this idea. There have been one or two that said, okay, idea. But you know what, Steve? I'm going to let them. You know what? Let's go to Linda. Linda, you're on the frying pan. Linda, what do you think? Yay or nay?
No. Oh, nay. And I thought about it for a while, but
two things. The people who really need something like this, they're not going to care. They're not going to care a bit. Yeah. And then the second thing was, he said, how do you stay ahead of this? Uh-huh. Well, you do it by keeping your clothes clean. Mm. How are you going to do that? By washing them after you take them off.
Yeah, there you go.
I personally, I will just throw some clothes that I know aren't really dirty just through a rinse cycle.
You're not worried about the environment. You're not worried about the environment.
Well,
Steve's thinking about
the
environment.
Sure, that's why I only throw them through a rinse cycle.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think rinsing is pretty bad for the environment too.
Linda's got a good point. I mean, let's keep going. You know, let's work on our defensiveness.
Okay.
Ryan, you're on the frying pan. Ryan, yay or nay this one?
It's definitely a nay, but it has potential if you took the noxious smell out of it.
Yes.
If you had it so that it just alerted you on your cell phone and you didn't have to worry about going through the day of starting to stink like a skunk when you're in the middle of an important meeting or doing something, you know, if when I got home at the end of the day, I looked at my cell phone and I said, oh, yep, yeah, this one needs to go with the wash.
Yeah, well, Ryan,
but
thank you.
I will never use it if I think I'm going to start smelling like
a skunk. You're right. And I think, you know, Ryan, thank you, because you were the spokesperson there for a lot of texts and a lot of people on Twitter that had said, good idea. It's the spraying of a noxious odor that may take it over the top. Why not just have a text alert?
Well, let's be honest with ourselves. How many different apps are sending us alerts throughout the day till that's just sort of a noise we start to ignore? This is something that is unmistakable. It is, it sprays a noxious liquid, really, into the air and onto the people around you that instantly tells them, okay, this person has a garment that needs washing. I think we'll get social acceptance for the odor part of it. I think it's not going to be embarrassing. People will look at you and say, oh, you're using Stink Alert.
Stink Alert.
We know it. Now we know, hey, we applaud you for not having washed that garment yet. The environment thanks you, and your peers thank you.
Okay. Jack, you are on the download. Jack, frying pan, yay or nay?
Hey, guys, definite nay. Honestly, listening to this, I thought it was a joke to begin with when I'm hearing this guy talk. First of all, if you have something that needs to be washed, use your eyes, first of all, to see if your clothing is visibly dirty, or use your nose, your own nose, to smell your clothing. And then on top of that, I'm just thinking, what if you throw this thing into the washing machine? Is it waterproof?
Oh, yeah, that's a great, great question, Jack. That's something that has been brought up. Yeah. What about maintenance on these
things? If you accidentally throw one of these tags into the washing machine, it's going to get this liquid all over everything, and this stuff does not wash out, I'll tell you that. So you don't want to do that, but we have that in the instructions. You'll remove the tags. You can use your nose, you can use your eyes, but how many of us right now can smell or see bacteria?
Right.
And that's what we're really talking about.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to Stink Alert?
Okay, so I got the solution, and you can pay me the royalties later.
Okay.
Love the technology. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's great. Love the idea of saving the water and the environment, sustainability, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's the smell, the noxious smell. Now, you can still keep the name of Stink Alert,
right.
But you need to change the smell. Make it to strawberries, to vanilla, to there's the technology, and I don't know what the makeup, the chemical makeup.
That's a great idea.
I don't know what the chemical makeup of the liquid is, but there's things like those e-cigarettes or vapor cigarettes. There's dozens of flavors out there that you could buy already for, like, those vapor cigarettes. Why can't you incorporate that into the chip for this? So then when it detects that the bacteria or it needs to be washed, it gives up off a different smell that's not a skunk-like smell.
That's great, Mark. That is such a good point, because that is one that has been mentioned a lot on the text. I'm going to get to a lot of the text coming up, but why noxious? Why not go with something pleasant?
Because if you're wearing this thing and suddenly you get sprayed with strawberries, that's going to encourage people to wear clothing well past the time it needs to go into the washing machine just to trigger this thing. First of all, refilling, it's expensive. Okay, the fluid we sell you is pretty expensive. It's not something you can just do over and over again because you like the smell. We're trying to do two things. We're trying to discourage wearing clothing past the point of needing to be washed, and we're trying to discourage washing clothing too early. So it's sort of a dual purpose.
Okay, let me go to some of the texts here, which are, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me because this segment is in its infancy. I mean, we're only in, what, the fifth idea that Mr. Gadlin has had here on WGN for the download. And it's amazing how much response we get. I mean, with the calls you're hearing, but also the texts, it's really great. Okay, 815 says, so you said this thing is connected to your iPhone wirelessly.
Yes.
But it doesn't send you a text or anything? So what's the point of having it connected to your phone?
A lot of new technologies are iPhone connected. We think it's a great feature. Hey, you buy this chip and it will connect to your phone. So, you know, we're not sure what that connectivity will do yet. We have a few ideas. You go to your phone and it tells you what items of clothing you're wearing in a given day. Hey, guess what? You screenshot that, you put it on Instagram. Hey, here's my outfit, everyone. My chips told me what I was wearing.
Interaction. So you're really you're looking for engagement.
Social engagement, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, maybe even some Periscope. But we are, you know, we want that technology built in because that's really a launch pad for a whole new way of wearing clothing.
224's got wear the same clothing 7 or 8 times. Do you wear your clothes that many times before you wash them? Disgusting.
Not in a row. And it's not disgusting. That's the point. We are trained to think that we need to wash our clothes after wearing them 3 or 4 times. When in reality, you can go 7 or 8 times before the dirt and bacteria really warrant wasting all of Earth's sweet water.
Mm-hmm. Jeff says some people are allergic to fragrance and get migraines and almost instant diarrhea. So,
well,
this is a terrible idea.
You know, we put a warning tag on this. If you're allergic to fragrances, then it's only going to mean that much more when these things go pow, you know, and spray all over you. So.
773's got, what if something on the bottom of my laundry basket goes off? Will the rest of my clothes smell?
Yes, and again, you do not want to get this liquid on clothing. That's why this thing sprays away from the garment. If it gets on clothing, you will not be able to wash it out.
Well, that's a question from 630. What if I get a stain? Does this only work for smells? Because I'm clumsy. I spill a lot of my clothes.
If you spill right on the tag, that thing will burst instantly. So you want to keep food away from it as well. You really want to let it soak the general overall bacteria flow of your garment of clothing. So it's not designed for clumsy people or for staining. It's designed for normal wear.
847's got for $129 a unit. I'll just go buy new clothes. Horrible idea. And 815.
Well, they're reusable, though. You buy them once. You know, hey, $17,000 is a lot for a Honda Civic, but how many times do you get to drive it? How many different places? So, you know.
And 815, and I'm reading this one not just for the comic effect, but because this could be something that Mark Cuban could say to you in a meeting. So you got to be ready. 815 says, this guy is a big, arrogant loser.
Mark Cuban would never say that to me in a meeting. I think he's very impressed with the wealth that my stick figure catcher on company has brought him. He knows I'm thinking outside the box, and it's not always the obvious idea that's going to make the money.
All right, you're hearing Stink Alert. When we come back, we'll take a quick break. We come back, we're going to get to everybody else's comments because there's a lot of stuff that's coming in. We're going to stay with this segment until pretty late with Patty Vasquez. Starts at 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200. If you have a question, concern, a thumbs up or thumbs down on Stink Alert, 312-981-7200 or on Twitter at Justin Kaufman or at WGN Radio. So download here on WGN. We are at the end of the frying pan. Tonight's idea, Stink Alert. Chicago entrepreneur Steve Gadlin is here. Steve, tell us real quick about Stink Alert, and we're going to get to the calls.
Yeah, these are iPhone-connected tags that hook onto your articles of clothing, and using science, they determine the bacteria level, the dirt concentration. When your clothes are actually dirty enough to get put in a washing machine, this tag will shoot out a noxious odor. And this is, again, to keep us from washing things too often. Mm-hmm. It saves water and helps the environment.
630's got a good one. Many technical products already have silver thread woven in, killing bacteria. What about something like that?
You know, whole other market, that's probably pretty expensive clothing, though, if it's got silver woven into it.
No, so. Yeah, I guess it is silver, yeah. I guess that's not a misprint.
Silver. Yeah, I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with that technology. Okay.
Let's keep going. Let's go to Justin. Justin, you are on the frying pan. Yay or nay on Stink Alert?
Huge yay on this. Yay. I am so for this idea. I want to see it in production in weeks if I could have it.
All right, there you go.
That's
see?
Great, Justin. Well, hey.
Can I give you the reasons behind that?
Sure.
Okay, quite honestly, this idea is absolutely fantastic, and I want to see a mass explosion of the tags at some point, and then I want to sue this guy for all the damage he's done and watch him go to jail and take away every penny he has for this.
That's he flipped it. Yeah, he flipped it.
And I will say, if this goes off in public and gets in your eyes, that is going to cause an issue. So if
yeah, you might want to think about that one.
He brings up a good point, and I advise people to look down. These things beep 3 loud times before the odor shoots out. That's time to cover your eyes or look away.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on the frying pan. Stink alert, yay or nay?
I'm going to go with a definite nay on this one.
I thought you were going to say yay.
No. Well, there's some technical issues. Great concept, horrible execution. You know, if it goes off, you said yourself that you can't wash the odor out. So if I'm wearing one dirty article of clothing, and once it becomes airborne, it's going to get on everything.
Well,
I'm in my car, or on my couch. Do I have to, condition my seats in my vehicle or replace the upholstery on my couch?
Yeah, well, the tags shoot away.
What damage is it doing?
And the odor shoots away.
There's
from
a
the
lot
garment.
Of questions about damage, Steve. That seems to be like now we're really, really fixed on the squirting liquid.
But who faces a couch? You know, faces the upholstery?
I mean, it's possible that it goes errant. You know, if something's blocking it, it fizzes out. Maybe it gets on there.
I'll say it dissipates quickly. You just don't want to be in its way. And I don't think it's going to get on other clothing.
Let's go to Colleen.
Not your clothing, at least. Maybe somebody else's, and then it's not your problem.
Colleen, you're on the frying pan. Stink alert, yay or nay?
Nay. If it's going to go off and spray away from me, and I'm dancing with someone, or I'm hugging someone,
and it gets on you,
my date gets it. Do you know how pissed off my date's going to be?
Yeah, your date's going to be mad.
I don't know how to answer this one. Again, the odds of that happening are slim. And again, there are plenty of things. I'd be happy to practice phrases with everyone who buys this to work your way out of uncomfortable social situations.
No, that's just not going to happen.
I'm sorry. It looks like it's time to wash my garment. That's a good one-liner, and it explains everything.
All right, let's go to John. John, you are on the frying pan. Yay or nay on Stink Alert? No, he's not there.
John?
Yeah, John, yeah.
Yeah, I vote nay. You know, I work in construction. I just find this obnoxious. I work in construction, and I may stink and everything, but it's so obnoxious. Men's cologne and women's perfume.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah, that's good. Sorry, John, I cut you off there. That is a good point. John makes a good point, I think.
Well, are these tags suitable for a construction site? Probably not. You have people working hard. Mm-hmm. You might be up on a girder. Take a squirt of the stuff to the eye, lose your balance, and then fall 10 stories. So I wouldn't recommend wearing the tags on clothing. You know, and frankly, you know if you're working construction, you know your clothes are going to be dirty. You probably wash them regularly. This is more for, you know, you're wearing your shirt to class. Hey, you've worn it 5 or 6 times.
Right. It's more casual. This is not
time
for
to go in the laundry
work clothes.
Yet.
Right,
right. Right.
All right, like 847 said, whatever happened to common sense? Stop already?
Mm-hmm.
So that's... That's just.
That's a yay. Is that
I think
a yay?
That's a yay, right?
Okay. I think so.
Okay. You should market. 815 says you should market to parents of their teens who never change their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, there are a lot of different markets for this. Teenagers are one. Young professionals, that's another. Babies, frankly, because when you're the parent and you're not wearing the clothes.
Right.
How do you know?
It's actually
how many
probably
times
pretty practical for a baby.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that would be the idea that when the baby goes, you know, number two, it would go off. But that's why I still think that the squirt doesn't. Yeah. That's what you have to work on. Text would be much better.
I don't know.
You're
going to
get
with a cell
phone. Here's one. Here's one from 630 that says you're going to get your butt kicked when you spray someone around you.
But you are not doing the spraying. I think that's an important distinction. It's the product.
It's coming off of the person.
If I'm wearing a suit coat and a button pops off and hits somebody in the eyeball,
right?
Are they going to be that mad at me, or do they say, you know what, that happens to buttons sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
I see people wearing buttons every day.
773 takes a very cynical approach. He says, or he or she says, wow, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm going to go out and get a cell phone because it's connected. So if it stinks, it stinks so bad, I'm going to was it all by so wasting, yeah, sure, going to die 20 years anyway. That might be the product of our communication on text these days.
Yeah, a lot of kids use short codes for language.
That I don't even understand that. Yeah, 262, people who wear clothes so long to create bacteria don't care, won't buy it. Those who care are already on alert.
But we are trying to get people to be confident in wearing their clothes more often and mm-hmm. not sending them to the wash. So this is not a product for the person who will wear an item 7 or 8 times before mm-hmm. washing it. This is an item for the person who meticulously washes every mm-hmm. garment of clothing after they wear it once. This is a chip and a tag that gives you the confidence to know, you know what? This can go another few rounds before I have to waste mm-hmm. Earth's sweet water on washing my, selfishly washing my garment.
Someone's going to figure out, this from 847, someone's going to figure out how to rig the tag to contain something harmful to other people.
Well, why wouldn't they just go squirt it at people? I mean, why?
I'm reading the text. Yeah.
You can put anything in there. You can squirt hydrochloric acid in the thing. I wouldn't recommend
it. Like the Joker.
Yeah, Joker, yeah. I guess.
It's not 847, we'll end it here. My girlfriend has 6 or 7 smells going on any given day. All good. So that's really nice. That's nice. A nice sentiment.
That is.
And then the last one, 847, ugh, this guy is a loser. That's the last one. I'm not doing anything, but I'm not like picking the hierarchy of that. It's just the last one that came across.
It sounds like, okay, I'm taking this all as an overwhelming nay for this idea, but I'm not going to be set back by it. I am a creative individual.
They liked the technology. They didn't like the execution.
Yeah. Well, the technology's mine, and the execution is up to me, and I'm the one with the meeting with Mark Cuban.
There you go. Here comes the defensive Steve Gadlin. Mm-hmm. Almost made it the whole hour. Yeah. Steve Gadlin, Chicago entrepreneur of Shark Tank fame. I want to draw a cat for you.com. He will be back next week with another business idea. Hopefully next week's is better than this one. Steve, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this, because I think that it's good for your character to have this kind of experience.
And I think it's educational for your listeners, and I appreciate having that opportunity. Thank you. Man's just out here trying to educate WGN listeners with good ideas, but alas, no dice this time. Hey, I'll be pumping out another episode before you can say the frying pan, an episode about the frying pan. I believe the next one on the list is a product called Me First. That was one I was kind of super proud of, and I hope you enjoy it. All right, be well, dudes. By that I mean Steve Delahoyd and kids.